We've got good players. We've got a board and a manager that's committed to trying to help us get better, and that's what we're trying to achieve. We're still work in progress. We know that. We do need a couple in if we can. I'm not sure we can, but if we can, I'll be speaking to Simon Monday, Tuesday. If we can, that'd be great. And we've got half a season left now, and like I say, we're 5 points outside of it, and we know that this team can go and win games. Unfortunately, if it happens like today, and it becomes difficult.
It was a bit unfortunate because there really were some contentious refereeing decisions, not just the goals and the sending off, but the incident at the end where he let play continue after an offside.
I have to say, for both teams though, in fairness, it wasn't all one sided. I probably thought it was a foul from Jabbo before that we won the corner for our second goal, so I think Paul Dickov would have a right to moan at that one. And there was a couple where one was a blatant booking on Mills. It was Phyllis Kirk that sort of sived him down, and straight away after, somebody sived one of our players down and he didn't book either. So I don't know, you'll have to ask. But listen, forget about the referees and the officials, because I don't want to take away from what I was very proud today of my club, and I was proud for my club from top to bottom.
And back to those positives, and two games coming up which you can take that positivity into, can't you? Fleetwood away and then Rochdale.
Yeah, why not? I mean, the Rochdale one's going to be massive, isn't it? Both tough games, of course, and we've got a good fan base travelling to Fleetwood, so I hear, which is great to support the guys and push them on. And we've got obviously the big derby at home to Rochdale, and we need to make sure that we continue pressing and pushing and trying to get these wins, because in this division every win is almost worth like 3.5-4 points because there's so many draws.
Have you managed to speak to the referee?
No, but I'm going to go and have a little chat now, see how he is.
Did you think it was a red card?
Well, I didn't. I mean, he's left the ground, so when you leave the ground you're always asking for trouble. However, the management of the situation, and then after, it was just bad, just poor from start to finish. So many decisions. Obviously, we felt it was a foul on Rachubka, the incident that you've talked about regarding the game management, and there's just so many incidents that that happened today. And sometimes you get 3 or 4, but today it was probably like, in fairness, 18 or 19, and that has such an effect on the game.